Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Rule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber is absent.
Oh, she is. Well, I could go around.
Item two, levy campaign discussion. Fortunately,
his microphone's really picking up.
Well, I fixed it.
I think you can hear my lead break.
So with that, we weren't able to meet. We didn't have anything for the committee of the whole. So we just wanted to meet. We spoke with all the board members. I spoke with all the board members. And we just wanted to meet ahead of the regular meeting to discuss where the progress was and all the effort. And thank you to those members of the community who have come forward. And obviously, Mr. Oswald, you were a big part of that. And behind the scenes, I don't know who who you've designated. And Mrs. Bennett, thank you for the work that nudging me, as the paper said. So thank you for that. So the signs, Mrs. Webble's not here. Those are out. And I think Gladys, you've helped distribute some of those. So I don't know who wants to begin.
Well, not all the signs are out. I mean, I know, Louis, thank you for bringing a bunch. I mean, we have to really get a lot of sign locations so that we can get them placed. And I'm not sure how many you have over there.
I can't remember how many are over there, but there's some there. I did put a sign-in sheet, so if you take one, please put your name, address, phone number, and if there's a yes or no, if you grabbed a sign, yes, no, if you didn't, and then we'll put one at your address. So please sign up if there's not enough there. But
I know I put the first load out. Mine's all out.
You need some more?
So yeah, I still have the people. I put mine out on social media and all mine have been distributed.
Do you want me to deliver some more?
So yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Okay.
I think Cindy said there's a couple boxes that aren't even open.
Yeah, they're right on the front porch.
She said she didn't want to. She has an open box. Let's finish those, and then if we have enough or need to open another one, let's.
But you don't have our steaks.
I have a bunch of steaks. If you want to stop tomorrow, give me yours.
Well, give him some because I'll deliver 25 or 30 times.
I have my own steaks.
You have your own.
My only concern was the wind. I had to go back out over the weekend
and
fix and replace some. I put those back up, so I just want to make sure that everybody who did see could help put those back up, and then obviously the ones that were out with the fire department, I put those back up, so we just want to be helpful to the ones that are already distributed.
We ordered, I believe, 250 signs, and I just think, I can't stress enough, I think they need to get out this week. I mean, it's... Mm-hmm.
With the weather. I think Thursday, Friday is supposed to snow.
Rain on Wednesday.
Heavy. Still need to get out.
Yeah.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We still need to get them out and get them placed.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a matter of everybody in this room that supports the levy, obviously, to just contact people and ask if they can put them out.
Does Andrew have a list?
Angie's
been compiling a list, but we gotta get the names to her.
She has a list of, I think, people that she gathered, and then I know Mrs. Lovell and I gathered a few, and I think she gave them to Angie. But yeah, I grabbed some of people that aren't even on the list, so I'm hitting some other people as well. So we just need to continue to put those out, and maybe even find mutual, you know, places that you know, or intersections or things like that, mm-hmm. that we can place them that are visible. So I'm available to help too. I mean, this week if I need to, other than Thursday.
You need signs too?
Yeah, I need. I talked to Cindy today. I'm gonna pick up some. I can get some from you.
I'll deliver them to you tomorrow.
And if you give me a list, I'll go around tomorrow and put them up for you.
Okay.
Also.
Mr. Dunn, is it okay if I send an email outside of school hours to let people know if they work in the district.
Okay.
I'll just say, if you like a sign.
In addition to the signs, we are looking, we last discussed a paper drop for the weekend of March 11th and 12th. I did not have a chance to put together a sign-up sheet, but I have a legal pad that I am more than happy to pass around, and if people are able to help with that, if you could put your name and number on it.
That's another issue that I can bring up with the staff. A lot of staff have asked already what they can do to help in terms of the paper drop, so I'll make sure that I include that and get those names to you then.
Because what we have done in the past is we have kind of split up the whole district, and then people have volunteered and they'll cover certain amount of streets or geographic location, and it makes it really easy to do, so. So it's spread out. Pass it down the line. Denny, did you want to talk about the ads?
Yeah, the other thing we had mentioned at one of the last meetings was doing an ad in the Trading Post. We did get information back on that to do, and I'll just read these off it really quickly, and then if we need to look at them further, we can. For a half-page black and white is $211.50. Half-page color is $256. Then if you go full page, black and white is $358.20, and a full page color is $429.84. Right now, from having talked to Lisa, after you deduct all the signs we just purchased, we only have about $400 left in the account. So we're gonna need to collect donations. Right now, I'm recommending that we just do a half-page color. I think the color is important to draw it off the page, but for $40 more, you know, the color is worth it, I think, compared to the $211. So going up to $256 to do a half-page color. That's what we can afford now. Now, if we were able to collect a bunch of donations in a short amount of time, we could do a full page for the $429, but I think at least the half-page color would be appropriate right now.
Outside of the basketball game, I know we collected a few dollars at community night. Have we collected anything yet? Do people know where to donate?
Yeah.
I know we talked about it in our meeting, but have we put it out there?
I haven't put anything on the Facebook page, but we can. And then Lisa Stemple, the treasurer of the committee, is going to check the mailbox tomorrow to see if anything else has come in. I think she checked it last week, and she has whatever did come in, if anything. So
okay.
I didn't talk to her about how much. I got a quick update from her. She's been really busy with tax season.
Sure.
So.
What was
in
the address?
I was just going to say, if anyone needs that address to send in a donation.
I think it's 1323.
It's Lisa Stemple, treasurer. Post Office Box 1323, Norton.
And the official name to make the checks out to is Norton School Levy Committee.
Denny, back on the ad.
Yeah.
One piece of information I didn't have is how much time frame we needed or advance notice in order to get it into the post, or maybe Mr. Moorhead, you could... do you know what that is? How far in advance we need to contact the post in order to get an ad in?
At least minimum a week in advance, and the deadline would be, barring a holiday, the deadline would be noon on the Monday before the publication date.
Thank you.
And is our plan just to run that the week before? Is that what we're thinking? Just 1 week?
I mean, if we could run it a couple times, I think that would be great.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to financing, though. Right now, we only have the money to do it at one time.
Right.
That's not to mention all the copies that we need to make for the paper drop.
Right. And how much is that?
How much, Stephanie, how much was it for the... the first round we just did. It wasn't very much.
If the levy campaign supplies the paper, its color is
.025
or something.
That's yeah. black and white.
Oh, okay.
Color is, I want to say 2 cents a copy for just the color. I'd have to look. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. It wasn't terribly expensive, but I mean, it's going to run us a few hundred dollars to run all that stuff. So, if we could do the paper the week before and the week before that, like the last 2 weeks before the election, I think would be great. But again, we're going to need donations to make that happen. So.
Is there anything else regarding signs, paper ad, mailbox drop,
I wouldn't hesitate doing a door-to-door campaign either. I mean,
if we can, I think the best way to handle that is, by your neighborhoods that all of us live in, and just kind of divvying it up that way, because I think it's going to be, I feel like we're a little bit behind on a lot of stuff, so I don't feel like adding that onto our big agenda is what we can do right now. But I do believe that making a commitment, just taking a couple hours on a weekend in your neighborhoods, whoever's willing to do that. If we need to have flyers for that, Stephanie, if I give you, you still have the file from that flyer.
Yeah.
So if we want to make or have them in your office, if people want to pick some up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe Mr. Oswald will take donations tonight before you leave.
Yeah, I will.
And I will be putting some information in a paper. One of the things we've done in the past, too, is sometimes kind of a letter to the editor campaign. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any interest in trying to stimulate some of that, especially in the last 2 or 3 weeks prior to the election.
I wouldn't mind writing a letter to the editor. There's one thing I wanted to add, too. I mean, in addition to all of the money that the state has cut out of our budget, Stephanie, thank you for providing us with the specific dollars that is coming from our budget to charter schools. I mean, I think that's something that we need to talk about at another date and more fully, but this year our deduction is $370,000 that's going to 7 charter schools in our area that are rated lower than Norton City Schools. So that's in addition to the $450,000 that was already cut from our budget in October, which again just magnifies how important passing this levy is.
And the other thing that I think is important for the community to understand, if we can somehow convey this, is that one of the state mandates currently is that we provide and offer an opportunity for students to do post-secondary and take dual credit classes and whatnot. And though it's free to the student, the taxpayers are paying that bill. The district is actually fronting the bill for all those classes that students take, but it's mandated that we offer them. So it's not like, we can discourage students from doing it to save us money. I mean, we have to offer it. And because of that, it's an unfunded mandate from the state of Ohio. Do you remember roughly what the numbers were? You and I kind of looked at
some. I think what we're paying this year is $180,000. Those are for students that took it last year.
Okay.
And then on top of that, right now we have to pay for the books that the students have this year. And if anybody who's taken a college class knows how much books are, mm-hmm. we're paying upwards of $35,000 for textbooks for students.
Each year.
And of course, that's something
we don't want to
stop.
Right. But at the same time, just so people understand that, it is a great thing for the students, but we're spending the money on that as a district. So when people are wondering why we need money for levies, it's not our fault that we have to spend money elsewhere.
So the three figures just mentioned takes us over $1 million coming out
in 1 year.
In 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we just need to continue to portray the, you know, keep the kids, because it really is. The levy fails, nobody else suffers really other than the kids. I mean, at the end of the day. And we need to keep pushing that and make sure that people understand that. I was trying to think today from conversations, you know, it's not to bring up a sore subject, but I have old gentlemen at the YMCA that I work out with. They say, hey, thanks for working, paying for my Social Security. You know, I mean, it's the same type of thing as you may not have students in the school, but they're the ones that we need to focus on. And that's what I've tried to push in the community.
Well, I think the good thing and the general consensus is everybody's working in the room here, and we're trying to push forward, and we thank you for that. And as we put up the signs, I had positive feedback. I mean, you're always going to have somebody, you know, question dollars, and that's our job to respond to that. So, and I think one of the things, I know it's tough when you're walking around, but as you're doing a flyer drop, when you see somebody out, I think when you're engaging in that conversation and trying to get that positive feedback, then they go talk to somebody, then they go to that local restaurant, and then they go to the local grocer, and I think they'll continue to talk. So I think just having that positive momentum will continue out and carry that message. So I think we can all accomplish that.
And one thing I wanted to add is when we were working on the bond levy, we tried to have everyone who was assisting to try and get 5 or 10 other votes. So if everybody, you know, talks to somebody and tries to get 5 or 10 other commitments to vote yes on it, then, I mean, that's a lot of votes that we can generate.
Sure. So, anybody else? The administrators, any feedback?
I did put some information. I put the flyer on the Norton City Schools Excellence Worth Keeping Facebook page that received some response. It was positive. There was actually a comment from Jack Gaynor who said that he referenced an article in the Akron Beacon Journal that had rated or talked about Norton having the no change or improvement in their graduation rate as opposed to all the other Summit County schools. So I actually found that article and uploaded that today, before this meeting. Yeah. So, and thanks, Mr. Gaynor, for pointing that out. So we're able to promote that. So anytime I can find any positive press, I'm going to share that on that page. We can continue to direct people. So we have a lot of people that are being reached with that page, especially with the amount of pictures of the new school that are going up there and stuff. So that page has gained a lot of momentum. So I think it's a good resource for us to continue to use that and maybe put some of these little pieces of information about, you know, the amount of money going to charter schools and that kind of stuff. So
it's also good that if you like that page, you can actually share that article on your own personal site. And that's a great way to spread the word around the community.
So Danny, are we safe to assume that you're going to handle the ad?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'll go ahead and design it, and then I know Cindy Webble had the initial contacts with them, so I'll let her handle that end of everything. But yes, I'll take care of that.
Okay. Are we just going to assume we're going to do the half page color? Is that what the recommendation is?
That's what I would recommend.
Danny, I'll take care of 1 week of that. Donate for that.
Okay. All right, and I'll talk to, I think you'll just have to donate that directly to the
I will, but I'll donate enough for 1 week of that.
No, great, thank you.
Okay, so organizing the paper drop, I know the list is going around, but obviously we're gonna need more people than that, and we'll have to get at least a couple people together to separate areas and organize that.
Yeah, I'll lead the effort on trying to get somebody with that. In the past, Chuck Kaufman has been really good about organizing that. So I'll talk to him. If he's not able to do it, we'll find Pat just volunteered. So handled.
I I just don't want to talk about these things and then nobody's down for doing it.
Right.
For actually carrying it out.
Does she have like a list, like an Excel list or something?
Yes, Angie keeps an Excel list of all the addresses of people who have said that they will take a sign. And then when the sign is placed, it gets marked off. And so we know it's covered.
So do we, since she's not here, do we want to continue to make Angie that person? Or
she's already started it. I think that makes sense.
Okay.
So I guess names that you get on that
list. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just scan it.
I can do that. What about additional names? Like if somebody has additional names, like somebody out in Spectator here says I have 10 people, who would they send that to? Because I don't, Angie's just one of us.
Information on your sign-up sheet?
No. I just have name, address, phone number, sign. So anybody that may have a sign location, they can email me and I can email Angie. Yeah.
Or they just call me.
Yeah, but we want to make sure that we have their address so we can go pick them up. So, I mean, so for anybody that doesn't sign in on the sheet and maybe you have somebody that wants a sign, just email me and then I'll send it to Angie. And we'll go from
there. And people can send that to at North Schools. Should be a problem, right? Okay.
Yes.
So.
I'm looking to make sure that's okay.
Right, we're okay with that, aren't we?
As long as you're not telling them to vote for it,
it's just a name, address.
Okay, I was just asking because that's on the website, so it's easy for if people are trying to find it.
Right.
That's really important and it's very helpful so that we know that every area, or at least almost every area, is covered. And then another important thing is so that we collect all those signs after it's over, because down the road we don't want to keep spending money after money on stakes and signs that we could possibly reuse. So that's why coordinating all of this is very important.
The other thing too is the events, and I didn't bring, but I know we have Dr. Seuss night.
We wanted to ask that. Are we allowed to pass them out at our events?
Because we have our carnival coming up on the 4th of March.
Next Friday, I have Dr. Seuss family night.
I'm covering the carnival.
Okay. I'm covering Dr. Seuss night.
Okay, so we can pass them out there.
Yeah.
Because we can have teenagers help pass them out. I just wasn't certain if we were allowed to do that inside the building or if it had to be outside the building.
You can do that inside.
Okay.
And I can't remember, and I...
You got it. Pointed down away from the ceiling. There you go.
I can't remember. I don't think what else. I can't remember if there was anything else coming up other than I think there may be a PAC meeting before the.
I have a parent group meeting tomorrow evening.
Okay.
It was last week, but with the calamity day, we had to reschedule it for.
Okay. Tomorrow. Okay. I knew it had passed. So.
And mine will be. The second week in March, the first Monday.
Right. It's the Monday before the election.
Right.
I have a parent meeting this Thursday morning.
Okay.
Where is that?
Arby's.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't have that on our schedule. So that's tomorrow, you said?
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday morning. And what time is that?
9:00.
Or
sounds like a science fiction movie.
Can anyone cover the Arby's?
You know, I'm going to be in Michigan. Is there anybody who can cover Arby's Thursday?
Thursday morning?
9:00.
What is this, the parents group over?
It's reading.
Okay. Hey, Doug. Yeah. Yeah. I think that might be your squad.
What time is the pacemaker? 6 or 6:30?
6:30 in the staff lounge.
Not sure. It must be mine because I turned it on. It should have been fine. No.
Maybe put it down too fast.
I have some electrons.
It's all positive energy.
It's shiny.
I think that's probably it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we just want to make sure we cover the events, and I'll send something back out to you. Thank you for letting us know about the Cornerstone. I didn't realize that was rescheduled. I didn't know if it already happened.
I should have thought to email, but
that's okay. No, it's fine. Sorry.
I got the flyer. I just didn't look at the time.
His name, I don't know, Debbie. I turned it back.
Here, it's a faulty system.
There's Angie. There's not anything else. We're going to take a quick recess. We can allow the school to the month to make their way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She told me about that, yeah.
The audience. We have some levy signs and a sign-up sheet if anybody would like to take one. And Mrs. Bennett would like to address everybody as well.
I've said this a few minutes ago, but I feel like I need to say it again. You know, in addition to the money that the state cut from our budget in the fall, we're also being cut an additional $370,000 that is going to charter schools. There are 7 charter schools that money taken from Norton District is fed into. And for all of those charter schools, they are rated lower than what Norton City Schools is. So we are forced to pay into that. So that's on top of the $450,000 that was already cut. So the importance of this levy can't be stressed enough. That being said, I have just a list here, nothing fancy, but if you are willing to help with a paper drop, basically putting flyers in individuals' newspaper box, not their actual mailbox, but we're looking to do this the weekend of March 11th and 12th. If you can't do it that weekend, maybe a few days earlier in the week. So I'm just going to pass this around if anyone is interested who didn't see it. We would really appreciate any help that anybody can give.
Yeah, so that's a pretty important task to get that out and about. Just to expand on that $370,000, Mrs. Hagenbusch had asked her to put together that total dollar figure. Since 2000, it's actually $4,141,000, and that's money that we'll probably never see. So I know when I went down to Columbus last year and sat through a meeting, it was astounding. It was a dollar amount, so it's something that's something that we really have to take a look at. So, well, that's the bad news. So, Mr. Dunn, let's talk about some good news.
Okay, we'll go student recognition. Mr. Sackett.
I'm proud to introduce our Guerrero Elementary student of the month, Ava Carlisle. She's a third grader. She was enthusiastically nominated by Ms. Southam and Mr. Oatman, their teachers. When I asked Mr. Oatman, he can't be here tonight, I said, what do you like about Ava? He used words like ambitious and participation and a risk taker. And it all tells me that she's engaged in that classroom. She's taking control of her own learning. She's not a passive learner. So I appreciate that she's taking her active role in her learning. Ms. Southam, tell us more.
Sure. So one of my favorite things about Ava is when she first started this school year, I sent home her work on Wednesday and her parents sign off on it. And I think one of the first weeks of school, I got a note on that Wednesday folder that says, Ava doesn't like to read. And I immediately did sad face, because I teach reading and language arts and social studies. And so from then, I was just kind of we tried to get Ava into books that she would enjoy reading. So she joined Mr. Sackett's book club and can check out books. And I think within the first 2 weeks of that, she had traded out her books multiple times and kind of found her groove and her niche there. But Ava has really excelled this year in reading, and while it still may not be her favorite subject, she's doing very well. I try to teach the students strategies to help figure out the main idea or cause and effect. And one of my favorite things about Ava, and one thing that really makes her stand out amongst her peers, is just her willingness to use those strategies on her own without being prompted. You know, so we'll talk about, well, what's main idea? And no one will raise their hand. You know, sad. And so I'm like, well, wait, didn't we learn that today? And Ava's hand will almost always go up, and she'll tell us our strategy, which is
on the spot. Oh, no.
About point, right? And so, but I love Ava and just her enthusiasm to learn and her ability to use those strategies on her own without being prompted. And you can see that she's got a great smile. And so every day during lunch, there's always like this cluster of laughter. And every day in the middle of that cluster is Miss Ava Carlisle. So she's a joy and an honor, just a pleasure to have in my class every day.
We appreciate your confidence. Congratulations.
Mrs. Monet.
You can tell by all the teachers that I have that want to talk about Callie, how wonderful she is. I'm going to talk first because they have so many wonderful things to say, but this child and her family are incredible people. It has been an honor to be her principal and friends with the family over the last couple years since I've been there. Callie just blessed me so much this Christmas. She got me a Brighton bracelet because she does not want me to forget her when she moves on to middle school. Because we do Spirit Day, every Friday we do something special, and she did a Panther Paw Brighton bracelet, and that just meant the world to me. And I could never forget her or her brother. So I'm gonna let her teachers talk about her now.
Callie has so many great qualities, but the ones that stand out in my mind are her consideration and compassion for others. Callie is a quiet leader who leads by example and always with a smile on her face and some kindness in her heart. She is one of those kids that you just can count on for her maturity and all the good choices that she makes every day. Our fourth graders are the oldest students in our school, and sometimes that's hard for us to imagine, but our 5, 6, 7-year-olds, they really look up to our fourth graders. And if they're looking up to anybody in my class, I would want them to look up to Callie, because she really emulates everything that we want our fourth graders to do and be.
I'm Callie's math teacher, and when Mrs. Canis had mentioned that she would like to have Callie be student of the month, I was so excited, because I think that you have one of the most amazing hearts of anyone I've ever met. And when I think of you, I think of some of the phrases that I hear you say in my class. When you pat someone on the back and you say, "I knew you could do it." Or when you say to someone, "Can I help you?" And that makes me so proud. And you never leave anybody out. You always include everyone. And I think that Callie has some things figured out that not everyone does in their lifetime, let alone as a fourth grader. She knows to be a good friend, you have to be not only a good talker, but an even better listener. And I watch her listening to her friends and encouraging them. And then the other thing is she's so positive with everybody. I can't even imagine you saying anything negatively about anyone, because you just don't think anything negatively about anyone. And then the other thing, just between you and I, what makes me laugh is that if you're a parent who has a child that's bringing home math homework, it's hit or miss. You're either going to be able to help them or you're not. Let's just face it. Like, I love when you ask me before you leave my classroom, is this the mom and dad method, or am I going to have to show them this? And I think, yeah, and when I say, it's the mom and dad, you kind of give that, but when I say, no, you're going to have to teach them, you kind of have that, oh boy, kind of look in your eyes. And then just one final note. Every day before you get on the bus, you give me a hug. Every single day. And I look forward to that. So thank you, and I'm very proud of you.
I'm Callie's reading teacher, and I think everything they said pretty much sums up what anyone could think of Callie. But in addition to that, I just appreciate your work ethic, Callie. And Callie is a person who is always giving her 100% effort in everything she's doing. And you can always tell she's being attentive in class. She's, and what we always talk about, being active listener. She's always looking at you. She's always nodding her head in agreement, or, you know, if she's puzzled, has a, you know, a look on your face where you can tell. And I just appreciate the attention, and I think that's a great quality as a student to have in a lifelong learner, to carry that into further life. And just to echo what they said about Callie's character, she's the most, one of the most helpful students. And just last week, we just had a little illustration we were talking about. All the kids are, they're switching classes, and they're walking in, and one of the kids dropped some of their pencils and stuff on the ground, and, you know, a lot of kids are just, they are bringing all their books in, have their hands full, and everybody's just walking past, and Callie immediately just stops to help pick up, even though she has all of her hands full of everything. And I think that's just the excellent depiction of Callie's heart. She doesn't even have to think about, oh, should I help this person? She just does it. She's not a, it's not an afterthought. It's not a, oh, I probably should have done that. It's her first instinct, and I really appreciate that about you, Callie. And you just appreciate her kind and compassionate heart, and just think that you're going to have a better student of the month this year.
Mrs. Oliveri.
So I had tasked our third grade teachers this month for choosing our student of the month, and Mrs. Kaser responded immediately with her suggestion. And I would like to introduce you to Eden Starr. When I called her mom and dad to share the news about being student of the month, I called and spoke with her mother, and I introduced myself, and I said, how are you? Well, obviously it's a little uncomfortable situation when the principal calls you. And I said, oh, no, this is a good thing. So she was a little hesitant at first, but after I shared the good news, she was very excited. I'd like to tell you that I think that this girl right here is going to be a future scientist. And I will let Mrs. Kaser explain, but she had several surprises today. So her mother gave us the pleasure of announcing her student of the month over the announcements, and I would think that she was probably rather surprised, but she had quite a few surprises from what I understand. So I'll let Mrs. Kaser share a little bit about Eden Starr with you.
But Eden is a gem. She is a taskmaster. She is always on task, and she keeps her classmates on task too, but in a kind and gentle way. So this morning it was interesting because mom and dad chose to keep it a secret, and over the loudspeaker, Mrs. Oliveri was building it up that Mrs. Kaser had nominated someone. And everyone's just looking, and she's just sitting. And when her name was announced, she was completely surprised, excited. And I would like to talk about a little bit of my little scientist here. So we were preparing for Cornerstone's 100th year open house. And we were talking about some things that you would want to do before you're 100 years old. A bucket list, so to speak. And many of the kids were, you know, talking about things like visiting, you know, Australia or going to Hawaii or things like that before they were 100 years old. And this little one, you know that she is going to do great things when, on her bucket list, before she's 100, she would like to discover a new species. So this is just the little girl that she is. She's not afraid to get her hands dirty. She's not afraid to dig right in and just do it and just get it done. So I am very proud to announce that Eden is Cornerstone's Student of the Month.
Representing the middle school this month, we have twins, although they don't might not look like twins, but we have twins, Tyler and Jordan Blackburn. The eighth grade teams bring their names to the table of who they'd like to nominate secretly, and then they discuss it. And both boys' names were brought to the table this month. So after we discussed it, can we bring them both at the same time? We decided to go ahead and move both boys forward. At the middle school, they're very academic, strong scholars in the classroom. They're involved in our drama department and our play for this year. Both outside of school are on the path to be Eagle Scouts. They both hope to obtain that in their future years, but they also contribute a lot to our related arts and our performance programs. Mr. Chira came tonight to share some of the contributions they've made to our music department.
Mr. Kaufman and myself are the band directors, and we spend a little bit of time with the Blackburn boys. I'm here to talk about you. You ready? Nervous? A little bit? Nah, this will be fun. I'm honored to be able to talk about these two guys. Mr. Kaufman and myself have the privilege to work with Jordan and Tyler in the band. Jordan is a trumpet player, and Tyler is a percussionist. Now, before I go on, can we all thank and bless their parents and their younger brother? Because one of them's playing high and loud at home, and the other one's banging on things. So you choose wisely, gentlemen. In the band program, we always stress that the most effective form of leadership is to lead by example. These two definitely follow that principle. In our class, these two gentlemen consistently show the most ideal character traits and lead their sections by always working hard and being prepared. Hardworking is an important word. Jordan and Tyler always are prepared and are obviously putting in time outside of class. This type of work ethic earns them opportunities such as being soloists as well as performing in other performance opportunities. This year, they participated in the high school marching band as eighth graders. That's a privilege and another sign of the type of character and work ethic and type of really quality students they are. They are now involved in our winter indoor percussion group, Jordan showing leadership on the cymbal line and Tyler as part of our front ensemble. They both also come in early on Tuesdays and Thursdays as part of the middle school jazz band. It's a volunteer group that wakes up early and taps their toes and plays in the band room before school starts with Mr. Kaufman. We thank them for their continued leadership, helping before and after concerts, setting up and tearing down as we're moving chairs and music stands and all of the equipment. They're both very humble and considerate. I would like to mention how impressed I have been in their willingness to help their peers with challenges in class and still have the grace to improve individually when they get information from us. What I find most impressive are the moments when they are learning by observation. So in class, we're working with another section or maybe giving specific information to another individual. It's a rare moment where other students stay engaged in class and take that information and relate it to what they're doing, and they can make improvements in their jobs and their roles in their music without being told specifically what to do just by listening to their peers or listening to those types of comments. They are problem solvers in that manner, that they are always part of the solution. Motivated, they're both incredibly highly motivated. They understand hard work can result in more opportunities. Mr. Kaufman noted this. When they come to the high school next year, they will experience, after marching season, the audition process for concert band. Each year, we divide the group into two different ensembles, the concert band being primarily our younger students, and the wind ensemble, our older, or sometimes our younger students with more advanced skills. Mr. Kaufman again noticed on their scheduling for next year that both of them marked down wind ensemble for second semester, a sign of ambition for young students. Both of these gentlemen seem to already know that they are willing and able to challenge themselves, to be prepared to work for a spot in a more advanced class. We would expect nothing less from them. I should add that when you have kids with the support and the involvement of their family, only the sky is the limit. Both Jordan and Tyler Blackburn are great students. They're mature, responsible, humble team leaders, and motivated to excel. Very, very deserving of this honor. Congratulations. Thank you.
Mr. Shaner.
Well, they're coming up. This is just something for Eden in the back of the room there. Next week, Alcoa is actually coming to our high school to speak with all of our freshman girls about STEM. What? What are you laughing at?
STEM. It's very appropriate, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're coming to talk about our STEM programs for females. So I think it's pretty awesome that we're able to promote the science, technology, engineering, and math for all of our young ladies. So that's going to be next week at the high school. So pretty neat. All right, I actually have two students of the month, but they're not both this month. If you recall, if you were here last month, this is Emily Rohrer, and she is our January student of the month. But of course, she was violently sick last month and was not able to be here with us. And Emily is a fantastic young lady. She's involved in a lot of things here at the school, cheerleader, National Honor Society. She's also she's in post-secondary, so we really only see her, not as much as we'd like to, of course, around here, but she's also a well-accomplished dancer outside of school. When I asked her what kind of dance she's into, she said all of them, so I said okay, not that I would probably know the difference between most of them, but she is an accomplished dancer. But just a real quick story about Emily, and I hope I don't embarrass you, although I really don't mind if I do, but about 2 weeks ago, it just kind of goes to show you, because Emily is in that point now. She's in the back half of her senior years, lots of stuff going on, she's got a lot of big decisions to make, and she came, she knocked on my door, and she said, can I talk to you? And I said, sure. And she comes in, and she plops down in the chair, and she goes, I'm down to two colleges. I need you to tell me which one to go to. And I said, I don't know. I mean, we talked for what? We probably talked for 15, 20 minutes. I don't know if I helped at all.
No.
No? Okay. She said, I just said it. I get your up for now. But anyway, we talked for a while, and you chose?
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green. Now, she had a lot of different options. She actually got accepted at Ohio State, which a lot of people don't realize it is very difficult to get accepted at Ohio State. But she's going to go to Bowling Green for early childhood education, so she's excited about that. So first big decision of her life, so we certainly wish you luck with that. So I'm going to make sure I hear the right one. Yeah. Okay. So, congratulations. Our February student of the month is Nick Dobbin, and Nick is a newly minted member of National Honor Society. He's in marching band. He does a lot, very well respected around the school. Outside of school, you're involved at Grace Church, teaches martial arts as well. And one thing that I'd like to say about Nick, there's really two things, but one thing that I love about Nick, because you just don't see this anymore. You can say the same thing about Nate, his younger brother sitting over there, is they are yes sir, no sir young men. And you just don't see them. You know, and I can take it back. I come and ask, hey Nick, yes sir. Oh, what? Is my dad here? I don't know. So it's just odd because we just don't get that a whole lot anymore. And it kind of goes to show you the type of young man you are, the type of home, of course, you were brought up in and everything else. And just one final thing that was really neat about Nick this year, a little different, is you've been through a lot this year. Nick, he's had some surgeries, had some physical ailments, and just recently did he get off of crutches. But with all of that, it made his school year really bumpy, and he had trouble getting around the building at times because of his physical ailments and everything else. And the best thing, though, when you talk to his teachers, they just say he didn't skip a beat, you know? Like, he did what he was supposed to do. He did what he had to do outside of school. And he just continued on and, of course, right into, you know, being honored as a member of National Honor Society. So, so Nick, of course, is our February Student of the Month, just outstanding young man. So. Everybody else gets hugs. All I hear is hugs. I don't get any hugs at times.
Everybody wants to give Mr. Painter a hug now. So. Recess to congratulate the students at Pump. Item 5, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. York?
Yes.
Under board business, we have 15. Item 7, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of January 25th, 2016, attachment A?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under approval of minutes, the special session meeting minutes, February 1st, can I have a motion to approve attachment B?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries.
That's fine. I'm just writing 5 instead of 4.
Yeah, that's throwing us off on the form. Treasurer's recommendations under item 8. Can I have a motion to approve January 2016 warrants attachment C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item B, can I have a motion to approve January 2016 financial statement attachment B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item C, can I have a motion to approve the permanent appropriation resolution FY 2016 attachment E?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under superintendent recommendation, I was going to read all of these just with respect to all of you. Would you like me to read these individually? Do you guys have a preference?
Everybody
okay? Okay. That being said, can I have a motion to approve under the superintendent's recommendations on the personnel items A through I?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Under consent agenda items, I have a motion to approve letters J through R.
So moved.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Is that J?
Yeah. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Thank you. Under superintendent's report.
Hey, I do want to take a just a few minutes to see. We have an awful lot of students excelling in winter sports and activities. I want to just highlight some of that for you. We have 12 of our speech and debate students qualified at the state. We have one national qualifier. I also want to congratulate our girls bowling team. They won the district championship last weekend. We'll be participating in state this Saturday. Our boys bowling team won the PTC, so congratulations to them as well. Wrestling, we have our wrestlers participating in the districts this weekend. In addition to that, our junior high wrestling team won the PTC title. Our boys basketball team begins tournament play this Friday at home. Our girls basketball team continues their tournament run, and hopefully they're winning right now.
27-17. Okay.
And congratulations to the girls' seventh grade basketball team. They finished the season 18-1 and won the PTC. Our cheerleading squad is getting ready to hold the PTC challenge this weekend here in North. So good luck to them. Congratulations to all our students, student athletes, and participants.
Can't ask for a better report than that. Do you want to go ahead and do your administrators?
Sure. So Sharon?
Just that I'd mention, part of our federal programs, we have Title I reading intervention, and we provide that reading intervention for our kindergarten, first, and second graders. One of the things that's required, we have federal requirements we have to meet, is to provide parent information and meetings for them. In the fall, we had a literacy night in which we invited all parents, but now we're having a meeting on Thursday that we're focusing on the parents of our students that are enrolled in our Title I programs. So just to kind of give it a little twist and maybe attract some people, we're holding it at Arby's. So we're going to have kind of a breakfast meeting. And our teachers are going to tell about what happens in the Title I classroom and what we provide for the students. And they're going to get a folder with a lot of tips and different fun things. We made some games for them to take home, and they'll also receive 3 new books to take home because, as we all know, the only way to get better at reading is to practice. So we're providing some really fun books for them.
I just wanted to take a couple minutes to commend Mrs. Campion's third grade class and her as well for trying out some new technology. She was interested in getting them involved in Google Docs, doing some more online composing of reports that they were writing. And so I worked with her and her students on a couple of lessons. They typed up their paragraphs, they added and edited pictures. They shared their Google Doc with other students that could help peer edit and with their teacher. She made comments digitally on their paragraphs that they composed, and then they were able to work on some improvements. And afterward, I had the students complete a little short Google form, a survey, just to see what they, you know, how they felt about using Google apps for the first time. I had them kind of give a 1 to 5 rating and that sort of thing, but I thought I'd share a couple of comments when I asked them at the end if there's anything else they'd like to share about using Google apps. They said it's very fun, it's awesome, it lets you share it with another person if you have a document. No, it's already perfect. I love using Google Docs because you can do it anywhere with your story you already started at school. And that is one of the great things about Google, is it's web-based, so anything that the student works on or starts at home or at school, they can finish it. It saves automatically. So Tracy is in our tech-friendly classroom program, a professional development program this year for teachers, 2 from each building. And I just want to commend her and her students for venturing out and trying something new. So that's it.
February 16th, our preschool out at Grill was selected to participate in the Step Up to Quality rating process. It's a progress monitoring tool that looks at 4 main areas: is learning and development, administration and leadership practices, staff qualifications and professional development, and family and community partnerships. So really what that means is all of those areas, the ODE will then evaluate and look at that program. So what it is a rating system from 0 stars to 5 stars. in order to continue to receive funding through the state, we would need to obtain 3, 4, or 5 stars. We are shooting currently for 5 stars. So the next process will be we've registered. We have to supply and upload all of our documents. We'll do a desk audit, and then they'll do an on-site review. So many thanks to Mr. Sackett and the preschool team. They've worked really hard here. They're going to work really hard here in the next 30 days to get all that paperwork in and uploaded. But I'm anxious to see where we come out in ratings. I think we've got a really good shot at 5 stars. So.
Yep. Great. First thing, I wanted to talk about the January 29th Professional Development Day that we had. We started to introduce the Navigate web-based software program. We had police and fire come in and do a lot of different trainings. The staff was great, very well received on some different processes. We had to have some hard conversations about situations you don't really want to talk about, but you have to from time to time. We're continuing on with that. You know, the Navigate software, it's a huge package that involves a lot of data input. We had them come in and they did basically almost like 360 or three-dimensional mapping of buildings. So like they came in this room and it was kind of cool. I'd actually never seen it. They had a camera with a mirror on top of it, and it takes a 360 photo of the room, I mean like that. And so we went around the whole building, pretty much every square inch of every building, and you can pull it up on the software and pull up the Panther Room and see what the interior of the room looks like before you ever enter into the room. So mid-April, we're going to have a training with first responders in the area, fire and police, to show them the software. Get them the access to it to be able to use it if the there's a situation that arises that they need to do that. So that process is still going on. It's pretty exciting. I'm going to talk a little bit about the building, which is another obviously exciting situation going on. We're getting into the almost out of the snow weather, which we haven't had a lot, so that's been good. For the most part, we're on track. We've lost a few days because of weather, but not enough to alarm any type of a schedule. But we're starting to get in that fun point where we're picking out colors. We're picking out colors for casework. When you're starting to talk about hanging things on the wall that's going to be after paint, this is when the building starts to get really exciting, and it starts, because right now they're putting in wiring and plumbing. I mean, you can look at that as much as you want and not get very excited. But when you start getting finishes down and we're starting to choose those types of finishes, then this is the exciting part. So I don't know if we wanted to bring up, I know we brought a sample of the casework, and basically we tried to match it to the door colors, but it's a nice, classy brown casework. So what that'll be is when you go into the majority of the classrooms, they have teacher stations with built-in desks as well as cabinetry or casework, and that's going to be the color of the casework in all the classrooms.
Yeah, so this is what the Interiors and Aesthetics Committee has recommended for the casework. And this is what they recommended for the doors throughout the high school building. And then this little chip is the countertops. So this actually is the fun part. We're getting down to the nitty gritty of picking out, we looked at floor samples this past week and what the floor will look like in the hallways and the classrooms, and then we looked at carpet samples. We haven't finalized that, but a lot of the people in this room were on the committee. They've been very helpful. I mean, it's a great committee. We're all working together and trying to make it look as best we can, and there's individuals from the high school that are on that committee, which thank you, Denny and Jason Bryan have been coming to the meeting, so I've been very helpful with, because you're the ones who are going to be using it, so this is what
committee is recommending. And it's not anything that we need to vote on, but hopefully we have a consensus among the board members that are present.
Yeah, I saw that's about as neutral, and I'm a guy, so I'm okay.
Can't get too flashy when it comes to this stuff, but I'm excited. I really think people are going to be blown away when you actually, the doors open and you see how it's going to look. I mean, it's just fabulous.
You know, I will mention one other thing. It's and I mentioned it in my update, but I want to thank Grace Church again for the partnership that we have with them and Northern United. We've done a lot this year and continue to do a lot with the human trafficking issue that our students face. We had a preliminary meeting last week, starting to look at some of the huge drug issues that our community faces, just like every other community in the state. I did even have a conversation with the other superintendents in the compact, and Coffee Fairlawn, to see if there's something collectively that we might be able to do. But it's nice to have that partnership to help us do whatever we can for the benefit of our students.
The only thing I had is I was going to cover the sports rundown, but Mr. Dunn did a great job of that. The only thing that we skipped over, and I'd have probably missed something too, is the 7th and 8th grade boys basketball teams won PTC titles. 8th grade finished, the 8th grade boys finished 16-3, and the 7th grade boys finished 18-1. So I'm sure Coach Swartz is looking forward to those guys moving up and helping them out at the high school. Other than that, I say it again, is all the support we can get to pass the levy. You know, hopefully, you know, we can gain momentum as we approach the March deadline here, and let's do everything we can as a group.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Knight? Well, everyone kind of talk about what I want to talk about. I'm proud of the students of the month. I'm proud of where we're going athletically. And it was funny, the other day we had that beautiful snowstorm, and it was like a winter wonderland. It's the weather so weird. You go by the school, and it's beautiful because the snow kind of lays down and everything's white. And then a couple days later, it melts off, and Saturday is like spring. Mm-hmm. And I thought about this year, and I thought, really, how lucky we are at what's ahead of us. This year is going to be a great year. And I'm just proud, is the word I want to use. I'm proud of our school, I'm proud of our kids, I'm proud of our teachers, but I'm proud of this board. I really am. I think that this is going to be a great year. And I'm hoping we break at Christmas this year. We can look back and just with a lot of excitement. And I know that, I've said this before, I know that we did this. We're doing this right, and with the stadium and the school, and I just think we all can be proud and give ourselves a pat on the back for what we've done.
Thank you. Mrs. Bennett?
No, I don't think I had anything else to add. Just congratulations to all the students of the month and all these wonderful athletes, the things that they are doing. It's fantastic to have so many championships and state qualifiers in our district. It's fabulous. Oh, and I just wanted to say too, thank you for Norton United. I think that is just a fabulous thing that we are doing with partnering with Grace Church and other things in the community and tackling these tough issues that are affecting our students. And I know I have said this many times, but if through all of this we only help one student, it is worth it. Thank you for pushing that and continuing it forward.
And did everybody receive a letter in your mailbox about?
I did. I brought it with me. Actually.
Okay. I just received a nice letter in my mailbox about. Do we need to forward those to? Did you receive a letter?
I'm not sure that I received the letter that you're talking about.
Okay. It was just. I don't want to disclose it here, but it was just nice. You know, I don't know how many of us, but we all received a nice letter, and it just goes to show you how often we do receive positive things. It's not always criticism, but we do get emails, and I get messages, and I get letters, and we all received, or maybe some of us, about a bus driver and just the extra effort that they put into something. So it's nice. It's not always you know, negative things that we get, but it's very positive things that we get as well. So it's good to get positive feedback. But over the weekend, I did receive a call about what you just talked about. So thank you for bringing that up about a drug issue and how it can affect things. So whether Mrs. Bennett just said, whether it could help just one individual, whether it's a student or a member of the community, whatever we can do to leave our mark, I'm going to make that stride and make sure that I do what I can and help. So thank you for those remarks. So with everything, I just can't believe these messages and the effort that the teachers put in coming here tonight and giving these talks about the students. I mean, how energetic and what they want to say and how the messages are delivered. I can see that you put so much effort into, obviously, your daily tasks, but just the kids and the impact and how much goes on. I know in my profession, it's difficult, but the marks that you leave and the future and what you've done, it's amazing. And to hear these stories, I just love to hear these students of the month and the impact that you'll leave for the rest of their lives. What a great effort. And you don't realize how much impact that you'll have on them for the rest of their lives. So thank you for what you do. It's really meaningful. So with that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Call the roll, please.
Mr.
Wright?
Yes.
Mr.
Sams? Yes.
Mr. Bill?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Adjourn.